Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle here, recapping Penn State's final regular season game, a 27-6 win over Rutgers at home on Senior Day. Penn State 10-2 to finish the year. We'll break down that game from every angle. Look at the season at large, really, and what kind of year Penn State had. We'll hear from James Franklin, as we usually do, on the heels of that Rutgers win. Just talk about key themes in it, including the fact that not every college football game goes as you plan it to, which I thought was a central theme in that one. This segment, the show brought to you by our new friends at DraftKings. So much going on this week. You'll definitely want to take advantage of the convenience to bet wherever, whenever, with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Specifically using code KSN, help out the show and get a little something for yourself. All you have to do is download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Don't forget, sign up with the code KSN to place your first bet, and you can get a risk-free bet up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I think along these lines, Penn State covering around a 39-point spread.
Yes.
At kickoff was an iffy bet at best. I think we both had Penn State covering, but I think we both probably underestimated sort of the swirling forces around this one and the fact that Penn State was going to be without a few guys that we didn't know. For starters, let's just, you know, Sean Clifford being out. I felt like Will Levis would have a better day than he had against Rutgers, but that was a big factor in this one. I think just having those guys out, having that Thanksgiving crowd, coming off of Ohio State, coming off that stretch, like all the factors were here for Penn State not to come bursting out of the gates, and that's exactly what happened. 27-6, it's a win, but it's not anywhere close to covering that point spread.
No, and it wasn't really a game that I think most of us saw coming, where Penn State really had to dig down deep late in that game to find a way to get the job done. But in the end, you know, maybe we underestimated the absence of Sean Clifford and what Will Levis would be able to do. You know, we were getting a lot of messages early in that game suggesting that, you know, anyone talking about a quarterback controversy is nuts. And maybe that's true. Maybe they're not. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But, you know, ultimately, in my mind, Dustin, Penn State, you know, will this game, I think the big question coming out of it is, will this game impact Penn State in the college football playoff rankings? And to me, it just comes down to how the committee views a team that lost, you know, its starting quarterback, a starting defensive end before, and that was just before kickoff, a starting corner just before kickoff, and Tariq Castro Fields, and then lost a few other guys along the way. So, you know, if they take all that into account, I don't know if this will hurt Penn State, but it also didn't help that Florida demolished Florida State and that Wisconsin ran over Minnesota.
Yeah, I think the factors kind of set up that maybe Penn State drops, maybe Penn State falls below Wisconsin in the college football playoff rankings. But I'm not sure that that really matters if we assume, and we'll get into bowl scenarios in a bit, if we assume Wisconsin's going to lose to Ohio State in the Big Ten championship. I do think the committee sees shades of gray on things like this. Now, the issue of not being up, not having a very vibrant crowd, having an emotional stretch, and then playing Rutgers at home to end the year, all that stuff is on you as a team. But I do think the committee does take into consideration who you have and who you don't have, particularly your starting quarterback. I think there's going to be a little bit of mercy if any team plays without its starting quarterback. And as far as Rutgers goes, I know, you know, on paper, it's hard to find a worse team. They did play maybe some of their best football. And by the way, just a couple weeks prior, they lost to Ohio State 56-21. It's worth saying in this conversation that Rutgers, they are very, very, very limited on what they can do on the field. There's very limited personnel there. But in a game like Saturday, they seemed to play with urgency, and Penn right. State couldn't quite get there out of the chutes. In the end, you know, the talent advantage kind of wins out. But, you know, the fact that Rutgers came out there and they came ready to play and Penn State wasn't, that was one of the issues in this game. And
right.
I think it was an understandable one.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get up for, you know, a lot of games. And it's especially hard to get up for a game where, you know, again, you're without your starting quarterback and you're, you know, I know a lot of key players were getting more snaps than normal. And you would think that those guys have some extra motivation, but at the same time, they're all in positions they've never been in before. You know, a lot of people wanted to kill Ricky Ronnie after this game. Maybe that's fair. Maybe it's not. I don't know. They don't seem to trust Will Levis to throw the ball, but there also could be a situation where he doesn't trust himself to throw the ball. So instead of waiting, you know, a little bit for stuff to open up, he instead just goes to his instinct, which is to run, which is probably why we'll see him as the starting Lion on next year's depth chart. But that's a conversation for another time. So, you know, you get this. I just feel like, you know, this is a game you have to find a way to win. They do. Was it impressive? No. But again, is it going to impact their spot in the college football playoff rankings? If everything's accounted for the way we expect it to be, then no. But if the committee suddenly decides that Florida is a better team than Penn State, or if they start to have doubts about what this Penn State team can do in bowl season, then yeah, they could definitely get jumped. So we'll see. But I guess what was most concerning was just the fact that, you know, Will Levis was clearly, he said after the game that he learned on Tuesday that he was going to be the starting quarterback. So they had a lot of time to get him ready for this game. And it just didn't feel as if he was ready for showtime.
I thought that's probably a fair assessment. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're looking at Penn State Rutgers, brought to you by our friends at GoPSURV.com. Never too early to look ahead to 2020. Put down a $250 deposit for the 2020 season that includes the blue-white game in the spring. And you can reserve your RV, all kinds of different RVs to choose from. A really cool alternative to taking a game weekend in Happy Valley. A lot of character and personality to it. A lot of logistics are taken care of for you. Again, a little deposit. We'll book your RV for 2020, especially if you start looking at those primetime home games. Once again, go check out what they have to offer at gopsurv.com. For now, Penn State wins 27-6 over Rutgers. They wrap up their season at 10-2. And I think on the surface, and I felt like this game was a microcosm of the season where they got the job done. They found a way to get the job done. There, you exit this game with just as many questions as you have answers. You, as a fan of this team, I'm sure you're grateful for the win. You're grateful for 10 wins. But at the same time, I think it's okay and it's fair to question some of the broader themes about where you're at. Now, you run the risk of sounding entitled, and I've talked about this subject a bunch of times, where there's a very thin line between being unhappy and being entitled as a college football fan. It's going on everywhere. There's probably a faction of Ohio State fans saying, oh, we're not going to beat Wisconsin or whatever. Alabama fans right now have been as spoiled as anybody, and I'm sure they are complaining like crazy about where things are going and questioning where things are going. So it's natural, but I think it's okay to wonder, is this team going to get over the top? Is it going to be more than the sort of 10-2, not really a factor in the college football playoff? And the other part of that is where they're at. Is that okay?
Right.
It's okay to want more, but it's an interesting season that Penn State had, because I think you could deem it pretty successful, and it's more successful than a lot of us had written down on paper to start the year. But there are still some themes that I think need to be addressed, and I think it's okay as a fan to question those.
Yeah, no question. I mean, I was a little, I can't say I was totally surprised, but you know, we saw a lot of coaching staff movement across the country over the last 24 hours following the end of the regular season. None for Penn State. That doesn't mean there won't be any. I mean, heck, Phil Galliano left in what, February? I mean, these things tend to take time, but I do think James Franklin, like some of his counterparts across the country, has to take a hard look and say, do I have this program staff with the best possible assistant coaches? And at some spots, the answer is probably yes. I think Jaylon Sider is a good example of that. But at some other spots, you know, the offense obviously has struggled, and I think Ricky Ronnie probably shoulders too much blame in that conversation, because at some point it's on the players, again, to execute. We've talked about that a lot, but it also feels like he's only giving them about four plays a game to execute, so that's partially on him. But, you know, have we seen enough development from the offensive line over the course of the Matt Limegrover era? I would say we have, but I thought this was a pretty good year for them. There's a lot of fans who don't feel that way and would like to see a change there. So,
to me, Ricky Ronnie was never going to get the benefit of the doubt. Being a first-time play caller, any fan a couple years ago when he was hired would have wanted a proven play caller. And I still think even a proven play caller, if they had gotten the results that they had gotten a lot of times this season, they would still be complaining about that person too. But I think just what's going on with the wide receivers?
Yeah.
You know, why is there no depth to the passing game? There's a more nuanced conversation to have other than the wide receivers aren't very good. I think there's just the passing game at large just needs some construction and it needs some work, and they need to find options, because beyond KJ Hamler and Pat Freiermuth, from week one to now, we're still trying to figure out what else Penn State has there.
Yeah, that's a big problem, is that you look at what they've developed over the course of the season on offense, and you don't really have a good answer. You can say that Journey Brown was in that conversation. You can say that, you know, Penn State has seen some progress from a few receivers, but, you know, we have Justin Shorter in the transfer portal at this point. I don't even think we've got to discuss that yet.
Bob and those guys were able to discuss it last week, but we didn't get a chance. And at this point, after a game, it feels like old news, but it's not.
I mean, when you look out on the field again, you know, nothing against Dan Chastain, but he's a former track star who's one of Penn State's starting receivers. I mean, it's just not a threatening group that they have on the field right now once you get past KJ Hamler and, I guess, Jahan Dotson, who feels like he's overlooked a little bit, but that's because the offense consistently overlooks him. So I think that there's a lot that needs fixed on that side of the ball. And it's weird to say that because Sean Clifford's one of the most, one of the best statistical quarterbacks in the Big Ten. They are one of the better scoring offenses in the Big Ten, but I would be curious, maybe we'll have some time now that the season's over, Dustin, to take out the inflated stats from the Idaho game and Maryland game, and then see where the chips fall at that point when you put all the rest of it together.
And making big plays in big situations. This is a conversation we've had before about Yetur Gross-Matos, for example, who did not play against Rutgers, but was he going to show up in big spots? And I think, you know, against Ohio State, I think he did. And this one thing that you can talk about the offense, is it going to show up in big spots? Is it going to play well against big-time opponents and big-time stages? And that part we're not quite sure about. I think, to circle back, there's no quarterback controversy to be had.
Right.
James Franklin is treating Will Levis exactly like he treated Tommy Stevens, saying they're excited about his future, and I could see him in the Lion role moving forward. He's got some things to figure out, as we saw this past weekend as a passer. We're not done talking Penn State Rutgers. Penn State wins 27-6. We're going to talk about maybe some more of the themes from this game, including the play of Will Levis. Stick around.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
As the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting. Take advantage of this great sign-up offer. Download today, use code KSNSSignup. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.